Imagine a city carved apart like a snowflake, some areas pulverized, others eerily intact. A supernatural darkness creeps through the streets of Ipswich, consuming everything it touches. Buildings crumble, plants wither, metal corrodes on contact. At the center of this apocalyptic scene stands Lauren Calla, a young woman with less than 10 months to live, desperately searching for Darien Castle, the enigmatic leader who inexplicably tied his fate to hers through an ancient blood ritual. What makes this catastrophe truly terrifying is how it transforms familiar spaces into alien landscapes. The local park where children once played now hosts grotesque creatures that phase between solid and liquid states. Streets teem with hollow ones, ancient predators with glowing stones in their foreheads who feed on human memories. Shopping centers warp into maze-like death traps as reality itself begins to fracture. Why? Because the veil, a metaphysical barrier separating our world from Spirit Terra, is failing. And when worlds collide, chaos reigns supreme. I'm insanely in love with you, Darien confesses to Lauren, his armor of indifference cracking to reveal raw vulnerability. Their relationship forms the emotional core of this tale, a love story marked by impossible choices and sacrifices. Darien, the ruthless leader of the Seven Devils, traded years of his immortal life to save Lauren's dog Singer. Their connection transforms them both. For Darien, loving Lauren means learning to feel again after years of emotional numbness. His twin sister Ivy notes, "You made someone who always wanted to die want to start living." Meanwhile, Lauren struggles with the knowledge that her days are numbered. How can she love knowing she'll soon leave him behind? Their relationship is further complicated by Darien's addiction to venom, a magical drug enhancing his powers while destroying him. When he attempts to quit, his vulnerability emerges. Breaking his chains is proving to be the hardest fight of his miserable fucking life. "I'll never let you have him." Roman's declaration to his biological father embodies the novel's message: true bonds transcend blood. When Roman discovers he's actually Dean's son rather than Donovan's, his identity is challenged. Yet instead of abandoning Paxton, now his cousin, not brother, his resolve strengthens. The Seven Devils form a chosen family with Darien as their protector. When Detective Glenn threatens Lauren, Darien's response is primal. He would destroy anyone threatening his people. This protective instinct has complications, as Jack confronts him about his self-sacrificial decision. "You gave me a home, a family. Did you not consider how we'd feel when you decided to end your life?" Even antagonistic relationships reveal complex family dynamics. Donovan Slade's pursuit of Roman and Travis shows twisted possessiveness rather than genuine love. He sees his children as extensions of himself, not individuals with their own desires. Through these relationships, we see family isn't defined by genetics, but by choice, by who we fight for, protect, and return to when everything falls apart. In this world, magic demands steep sacrifice. Darien's addiction to venom, a crystal enhancing magical abilities while destroying the user, shows this through his withdrawal symptoms of violent tremors and hallucinations. Each magical system carries fatal consequences. Dark slayers like Darien wield shadow magic that kills with a thought, but risks soul corruption, shown through blackened veins and paranoia. Hellseers like Shay cast powerful illusions but suffer from the tricking, a disease causing seizures and memory loss, killing before 30. Lauren's healing abilities directly diminish her own life with each use. Paxton's emerging power appears in moments of danger, his eyes turning black with dark lines spreading across his skin like cracks, unleashing energy that pops attackers like balloons filled with red paint. His tearful confession, "I'm a monster," embodies the fear of one's own potential. The Imperator's control of information represents another form of power, with broadcasts minimizing demon invasions as security breaches and magical devastation as power outages. Throughout the story, darkness functions as both literal threat and powerful metaphor. The supernatural shadow consuming Ipswich embodies chaos as the veil collapses. Characters navigate this darkness primarily through Lauren's magical sight, which reveals physical dangers and ghostly remnants of violence. This literal darkness mirrors characters' internal shadows. Darian's addiction represents his personal darkness, overcome through vulnerability and accepting help. Roman confronts his past when learning his true parentage, finding light in chosen family rather than blood ties. The novel settings reinforce this theme. Hell's Gate's gothic shadows contrast with Heaven's Gate's luminous white marble. When shadow creatures breach Hell's Gate, the group relocates to Heaven's Gate, symbolizing movement toward light. Yet even Heaven's Gate gradually darkens with shadow mold, suggesting no refuge remains permanent. Lauren's conduit tattoos visually represent this journey, glowing colors reflecting her magical state, from deep purple during fear to red in combat to white during healing. Each color shift marks her progression from fear toward acceptance. What are you willing to give up to protect what matters most? This question drives the narrative as characters face impossible choices. Darian trades years of his immortal life to save Lauren's dog, Singer, valuing her happiness above his longevity. Later, Lauren visits the widow at the Wishing Fountain, prepared to make her own bargain to restore what he sacrificed. Physical sacrifices transform characters. Dallas chooses to have her damaged wings removed, shedding part of her identity. She looks lighter, both physically and emotionally, having shed more than just her wings. This represents her evolution, abandoning her parents' expectations for a quieter life. The novel also confronts forced sacrifices. When the military implements battle short protocol, sealing Ipswich and planning to launch missiles, they sacrifice thousands of civilians to protect the wider world, questioning who decides which lives are expendable. Most poignantly, Travis and Jules embrace their limited time together despite Jules having only 2 years to live, giving up emotional safety for the richness of connection, however brief. As the story reaches its climax, hope emerges as a powerful counterforce to destruction. Despite overwhelming odds, a collapsing veil, supernatural darkness, and authorities willing to sacrifice thousands, the characters refuse to surrender to despair. Their resilience manifests in both defiance and determination. Rather than accepting the military's plan to seal the city and launch missiles, they devise a daring rescue mission. Arthur instructs Travis to steal a missile with a chargeable warhead, which they'll power through ancient ley lines to destroy the control tower and bring down the force field. Despite the risk of deadly magical backlash, they refuse to abandon their loved ones. When Roman discovers he's the Emperor's son, he embraces his chosen family more fiercely, declaring, "Blood doesn't make family, choice does," a rallying cry for the group. The final scene shows survivors sharing a meal, discussing next steps despite their losses and scars. In a world where reality unravels, perhaps the most radical act is to keep fighting and loving. These characters demonstrate that hope persists through connection and shared purpose, not just in heroism, but in daily choices to continue despite knowing the cost.